If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase. At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Lakers have a chance down three.
Where's KCP?
LeBron to tie. Rebound Kuzma. Kuzma on its way. This game is over, and the Wizards have won five in a row, and they've come in and shocked the Lakers.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
LeBron's still heavy favorite for MVP. I don't know. Sorry, everyone listening on 93.1 HD3 in Los Angeles. This is Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat, BetQL Daily, part of the BetQL Audio Network. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at BetQL Daily. I'm at Joe0670 Horvat, at Ryan Horvat. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcasts. BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up to help you beat the sports books. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first time bettors to hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. All right, Horvat, let's go over the slate. We're thinking sides and totals at the moment. Let's see if we can actually get through this. We don't have to hit on every game, just what we like as of Tuesday morning for sides and totals. And I'm going to start things off with Sacramento and Brooklyn. The Nets are favored by 8. It's down to 7 now, I see. Okay, 7. A total of 242. Nets, number one in offensive efficiency. The Kings, dead last in defensive efficiency. The Kings have played 3 games in 4 nights. Nets, arrow pointing up, winning 6 in a row. Just finished up their road trip, went 5-0 on that. And then the Kings have now dropped their last 7. Both of these are over teams. When you looked at the over records, Brooklyn has a third best record at 22-10. Sacramento, the fourth best record, 20-10, covering 67% of the time. This sets up for a lot of great player props because the defense is so pathetic for both teams. If you want to look to the over, we will get to that later on in the show. And you see that number, Horvat, of 242, and it's going to scare a lot of people off. But I'll tell you what, these teams just played each other last week. Their totals in the 240s, they went over. Sacramento, you just saw this game against Milwaukee. Total was 240. It went over. Yep. Brooklyn was in the 240s against Golden State recently. It went over. I mean, I like the over 242.
I like it a lot too, Joe. I don't know if I'm going to play it. I've already made a play on this game, and I actually played the side of it. The total, it is high. It does scare me off a little bit. I definitely wouldn't back the under here. But like you said, these teams don't play a whole lot of defense. With Brooklyn, even with Durant out, they still have two of the best isolation players in Kyrie and Harden. I'm definitely going to be taking a look at the player props, especially the Joe Harris point total over and the PRAs. Mm. But as far as this game, man, I played the side, actually. I got it last night. Now it's down to 7, opened at 8. I got it at 7.5, and I actually backed the Kings. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to watch this one. But if you look at it, so the Nets are 6-1 against the Lakers, the Clippers, the Jazz, the Bucks, and the Sixers this season. So they get up for the top primetime games. But look what they do against the bad teams. Back-to-back losses to Cleveland early on. Now, again, that was when they first formed this big three. Kyrie wasn't on the floor. Well, he was on the floor for one of them because Colin Sexton put up over 40 on him. I like the Kings. They've been so bad. So bad. You saw it against Milwaukee. They're playing terrible basketball right now. Buddy Hield, he can't shoot the ball right now. He can't score. But still, I like the Kings in this spot. I feel
why do you like them?
I just feel like this is a letdown spot for Brooklyn. Yeah, you know,
I get it.
They've won five games in a row. They're beating the top teams. I just think that this is going to be a letdown spot. And I don't know that the Kings are going to win this game outright, but I think they keep it close. And I think it ends up being a two-possession game. I like Sacramento. I played it right away last night on points bet. I got it at 7.5. As far as the total, I probably would play the over. I'm going to wait until around tip-off, make sure that there's no injuries, nothing that, you know. Yeah, so that's where I'm at on this one.
Okay, yeah, we threw some numbers at you. So at the moment, here, Central Time, 9:25 a.m. here in Chicago, we're down to 6.5. The line 6.5, wow. total of 242. Would you bet it right now at 6.5, or is this where you're starting to think, okay, value sucked out? I got it at 7.5, or when it was around 8, or you're walking away.
I think 6.5, I think I'd still play it. I think I'd play it up to 6. That's 3 possessions right there. Yeah, I think I'd play it up to 6, but man, that continues to go down, which doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, especially the way that Sacramento's been playing, the way that Brooklyn's been playing, and especially when you figure like Brooklyn's a very public team, especially right now, everybody wants to back them. Yeah, that's off right there. I really like Sacramento. I'd probably play it to 6.
All right, Horvat likes Sacramento. I like the over on that. Stay tuned later to see if they are lightning bets for us today. All right, which other NBA matchup tonight, Horvat, do you find most appealing?
You know, I'm leaning the Nuggets tonight. You know, last night I saw it at 7.5, which almost scared me off, but I played it. You know, with the Blazers being on the second night of a road back-to-back, those are the kind of teams I've been fading right there. Now, are the Blazers going to get blown out two nights in a row? Are they actually going to show up tonight? I can't back a team on a road back-to-back, and eventually I feel like the Nuggets have to get it right here. And I think that when we talk player props, like I just feel like the Blazers, it's going to be a nightmare matchup trying to defend Jokic. I think he goes off tonight, and Jamal Murray as well. So I really like the Nuggets, even in this, like in this spot, even if that's at 7, 7.5. Right now we are at, as I look at it, yeah, 7.5. So I think I'd still play Denver.
7.5 is tough, man.
It's a lot of points.
That's tough. Denver, top 5 offensive efficiency, and then Portland, they're 29th. In defensive efficiency, a lot of issues there. Denver has been an over team. They have the second best over record in the NBA, 21-9. That is a clip of 70%. I'm trying to figure out a way that Portland stays around in this game. Yeah, they were embarrassed last night, so you wonder how they're going to bounce back. You know, Trent has been lighting it up of late from the outside. I mean, he's hitting like on average 4 threes per game.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of his PRAs. I like him a lot. Obviously, Damian Lillard. Now, like the Blazers just need to get healthy. And right now, they're just so beat up. But, I mean, you bring up that it's down to 6 now, actually. But, like, when you look at it, are they going to get blown out two nights in a row? Because road back-to-backs, I've been fading these teams, but I hate fading Damian Lillard, especially in a spot like this. Like, I could honestly see the Blazers winning this one outright. 6. I already played it, but yeah, now down to 6.
And that, man, you got the worst of the number on that one.
I know.
That's playable at 6, I think.
I think so, too.
Okay. And then we'll give you the 6 since this is when people are hearing it.
Yeah, we'll give you the 6. I'd play the 6. I do like Denver in this spot. We'll see.
Okay. I've got a couple player props that I'll be taking a look at in that one when we get to the player props. Okay, I'm going to go to a late game, too. How about Washington and the LA Clippers? Now, the Wizards, it's their third game in 4 nights. They're number 1 in the league in pace. Conversely, the Clippers are number 27 in pace. Washington has won now 5 games in a row. We got the upset late last night against the Lakers. Now they got the back-to-back against the Clippers. That, you know, all year they're probably looking at that portion of the schedule like, okay, that's going to be rough on the road, back-to-back night. We get 2 of the best teams in the NBA, but that's how it usually goes for a lot of these teams making the trip out west. Oh, boy. I like Washington getting 9.5. I know I shouldn't. Coming off a Lakers win last night, third game in 4 nights. Clippers did not play last night. but I just think it's too many points. And it seems early on like the market agrees with me. Wait, maybe not. Jeez, these lines are moving a lot this morning.
Did that just go down? That?
No, it's insane movement. So it was 10.5 last night. A couple hours ago, it was 9.5. And I'm wondering if there's information out there because now we're at 12.
12. Yeah. Okay. Because that's what confused me a little bit here because I'm looking, right, Joe? And it opened up, like you said. I saw a 10 last night where the Clippers were favored at home in Los Angeles by 10.
Yeah.
I see 61% of the bets right now coming in on Washington, yet it just moved up to 12. Taking a look at the injury report, I don't really see a whole lot there. Now, it is a back-to-back, so maybe Russ Westbrook's going to sit tonight. And then I don't like Washington if Westbrook's out, which is crazy to say, but yeah. He's been averaging a triple-double the last five games, man. All five wins, he's averaging a triple-double. He's playing his best basketball of the season. If Bradley Beal's going to sit, he's only sat once this year, I believe, when healthy. He's only used one load management game, so I expect him to be out there tonight. I don't think there's anything that would scare me off of this. Washington's hot right now. They're playing really good basketball.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, let's talk about those five wins. Let's hit that home. Lakers, Blazers, yeah. Nuggets, Rockets stink, and Celtics, they're kind of disappointing. Well, they're very disappointing this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, two of those five wins, they were seven-point dogs, Lakers and C's.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, nobody expected anything from this Washington team, and everybody criticized and ripped the Russell Westbrook pickup, and I'm actually a Russ Westbrook stan, and I'm not afraid to admit that. I just, you know, Joe, I get it. He's never probably going to be the starting point guard on a championship team, but yeah. I don't watch every NBA game just to watch title contenders. Sometimes I just want to be entertained. That's why I love this Brooklyn team so much. You have three ISO players that could go out for 40 any given night. They don't play a whole lot of defense. Some nights I just want to watch the association, watch League Pass to be entertained. And they're a very entertaining team when you have Bradley Beal and Russ Westbrook in the same backcourt. That's fun to watch.
Yeah, as long as that's the mentality going in, that you're just looking to be entertained. Yeah. I have absolutely no issues with that. In fact, I don't hate the guy at all. I enjoy watching him because I know he's going to entertain me and he's going to give his all for the entire game. Like, he's going to argue with the coach when he wants him off the court. So I absolutely love that. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvath, this is BetQL Daily. You've got the BetQL Audio Network talking about tonight's 9 games going on in the NBA. All right, we've hit on a few so far, Horvath. We're actually doing pretty good. How about another game that you're intrigued by?
Yeah, here's another one that I played last night, and I got the worst of the number, I believe, looking this morning already. I really liked Philly in this spot, a bounce-back spot. Now, they're in Toronto again. It's a bounce-back spot after losing to the Raptors the other night in their last game on the road in Toronto. You know, the only thing that scares me off here with Philadelphia, besides the market moving against me, is that they're just not the same team on the road. I mean, last year they couldn't win away from Philadelphia. This year improved on the road, but still just not the same team, and that's what makes me nervous. Now, Toronto beat them by 7 on Sunday. Philly couldn't hit a shot in the fourth quarter. I was on Philadelphia on Sunday as well. Now, I want to wait and see if Kyle Lowry is going to be available tonight for Toronto. He has that sprained left thumb. I think it's actually probably a bad thing for Toronto if Kyle Lowry does play. As crazy as it sounds, the Raptors are 16-0 in their last 16 games without Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, he's listed as questionable, but the Raptors are playing well right now. We saw the back-to-back victories last week against Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Then they took care of Minnesota. You mentioned Philadelphia. I can see why you like Philadelphia. The second consecutive matchup here, they should bounce back. They should bounce back here.
You would expect so, especially because Embiid, up to his standards this season, didn't have a very good game against Toronto. I expect him to have a big game. And then Ben Simmons has been playing pretty damn good. I mean, he's looking to score the basketball. Obviously, he still can't hit an outside shot to save his life. But I like Philadelphia a lot in this spot. I do think that they beat the Raptors. Now, going against the Raptors right now is tough because they're playing really good basketball. Again, I want to wait and see if Kyle Lowry is going to be available, you know, if I want to double up on this one. But I did play Philadelphia last night. Really liked that number. I thought that was going to go up, and instead it's going down. It went from 2 to 1.5.
Don't forget about my guy Tobias Harris. I mean, last 10 games, he's been averaging 21 points per game. Big contributor offensively there. Another game I want to hit. I'm not sold on a side or total. I just find the movement interesting. So last night, Dallas Mavericks open as 3-point favorites against Boston.
Yeah.
This morning, the Celtics are 1.5-point favorites. Why do you think we have 4.5 point movement and the favorite flipping here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, that's a great question. Do you think it's because of the struggles that the Mavs have on the second night of a back-to-back? Like, my favorite thing to do, Joe, is fade Luka on the second night of a back-to-back on those point totals, because he always struggles on that second night. I have no idea why here, though, especially given the way that Boston's played. Now, if Porzingis isn't going to be able to go, the one thing that kills Boston is they just can't defend big men. But not quite sure in this spot here why that line moved like that. I mean, this line movement is crazy this morning. If anything, I kind of like Dallas in this spot at home on a back-to-back. You know, if they're on the road, I'd probably like Boston here. I can't back Boston right now. They're a bad basketball team.
Yeah, that's been the case early on in Luka's career, that he just, when we say 26, 27 points, that's kind of a disappointment for Luka, as ridiculous as that sounds. He's averaging 29 on the season. So a lot of times his props are way up there. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat here on BetQL Daily. Coming up next, we're going to play Nickel or Dime on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.